We are in that Chav Tess and Abalev. In the middle of the Tesis, let's just again start the top Tesis. Abaye had said there's a double machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Pligi bishas nefile beniskal peisheya. Dele Rabbi Meir, du peisheya hu chayet. Since he was a Peshaya, and that what he was Nisko, that he tripped, so he's Chai. So Taishva says, Kol Kama Vlehavale Pnai Lesalek. He didn't have time to pick up the things that he had created a Ber Beshusarab. He didn't have time to be Misak in this. Kori Shas Nefila. That's called Shas Nefila. He made a bear. So now the din is, was he a Peisheya in Basiyas HaBer? He was a Peisheya. So there's no Teretz. I did not have time to be Misalik the bear, because you were a Peisheya in Basiyas HaBer. So that's one machloik is, Bishas Nefila, is Niskal a Peisheya, or is Niskal not a Peisheya? And then there's a second machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. After it fell, and he has time to be misaken, he can be misalik the bear that he had created. There's a machlokes, but if he is not misalik the bear, he's mafkir the bear. So there's a second machlokes. Do I say that even though he was a kaira boer, but if he was mafker the boer, he was mafker the schusei moment he has in the boer, so he's not responsible, he's not considered a bala boer. So Taisva says the second machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is vafilu la'acher nefilas pshia. The second machloikis is, even though he was a peisheya bekriya saber, kigoi, sheshiber bimiskaven, he broke a kad bikavone, he made a ber bikavone, and he is time now to take it away. The Rabbonon, the potri, the Rabbonon hold, Svirulu, the Leichai, the Teire, and the Bir, the Islay Bailo. They hold one is only Chayev if he's a Bala Bir, a Pichay Shemishpet, it's his Bir. Kigai, Hifker, Rishusai, Bala Hifker, Boiroi. So then he's Chayev because he's the Bala Bir, the Hifker, Boiroi. So Taisvis is telling us Pshat in the Gemara, the second machloikis, La'acha nefila pligi, the second machloikis is even though there was a nefila shel pshia, is also the Shitas Chachamim is that you are part of. And Taisvis brings rayas that this is pshat in the Gemara, v'chein mashme lishne. The Loshne Gemara would seem like that. Mar sova mafkir nizokov chayit. Mar sova mafkir nizokov potter. Now, it says a blank loshen of mafkir nizokov. That means he made a mazik, he made a boil. And Mar Sova, Rabbi Yehuda, Mafker Nizokov Potter, Mashme Debechol Mafker Nizokov Pligi. All cases, including when he was amazed in the Asiyas Abel, Afilu La'ach and Afilus Pshia, is also Potter. Va'oit, Nataisis brings another Raya from the Gemara. From the Shakla Vitaya of the Gemara, the Kama Lekamon, The Gemara says further, if there's two machlokes in the Mishnah, one b'shas nefila and one la'acha nefila, so how do we understand the words of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, miskaven chayim, she'eni miskaven potem. So the machlokes b'shas nefila is very clear. The miskaven means miskaven l'shavro chayiv, and any miskaven, he was a niskal, then he's potter. But in the second machloikis, that there's a machloikis, if he was mafker, the boyer, so how does this lie in the words miskaven, sheini miskaven? Tilbe Gemara says miskaven means Liska is pacharos, but the Gemara had a problem. So Gemara says, if the Medes Amachleik is a mafkin nesok of my miskaven ike. So if we will say, not the way Taisvis is saying, and we will say that the Chachamim also are moide, that he was mafkin la'ach and the filis pshiye, he's Chayiv, if we will say like that, not the way Taisvah said, so then we don't have any problem how to translate Miskaven. Ayika Laforish, b'miskaven l'shaber, the same pshat the way we said till now. Miskaven l'shaber, in la'acha nefila, he was mafker, he's Chayiv, because it's hefka la'acha nefila's pshia. Ayini miskaven l'shaber, then mafker is potter. V'leiboi l'ukmi Abaye pluktayu. Abaye did not want to say that the machlokes, Abaye was machadish, that there's a double machlokes, there's a machlokes, if Nisko Peshaya Bishas Nafila, then there's another machloikis, which is not at all dependent on the first machloikis. There's a new machloikis if Mavke Nizok of La'ach Nafila's Pshi is Chayim. And Abaye did not want to say, Leiboy, look me, Abaye, Pluktaya, B'La'ach Nafila, B'Nisko Peshaya. Maybe the second machloikis is dependent on the first machlokes. There's one that means could be everyone holds hefker nezokav la'ach and afilas pshia. It will not help the hefker. He's a kereboy. No, the machlokes la'ach and afila is if he was mafke la'ach and niskal. So according to Rameir and Niskalus Pesheya, so the Hefka will not help afterwards, because it's Hefka La'ach and Nefilas Pshia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Niskal is Lav Peshaya. So male then the Hefka will help. Why didn't Abaye want to learn that this is Pshat in the Tumach Leikasin? Dola Rabmei de Peshayu Chayim, Dava Machkin Ezokim La'ach and Nefilas Pshia. Ula Rabbono de Lav Peshayu Upot. The mafke, davi mafke la'acher nefila soynis. Bechein Israel Rabbi Yochanan besamuch and Rabbi Yochanan anomet beis. I can hold like that. There's no, there is a machloikis of hefke la'acher nefila, but this machloikis is dependent on the first machloikis, if niskal peshaya or not. So Taisha says, Abaye did not want to say this, Mishum de Masnissen Mucheche, de Betarti Pligi. Abaye brought a raya from the Yitter Aloshen in the Mishnah. It says two cases, Huchlak Bemayim, Loka Bacharosis. So Abaye said, from these two cases, we see this two Machloikesen. And if we would say that the machloikis hefke la'ach and nefila is dependent on the first machloikis, So in Yesod, there's only one machlokes. Everyone agrees. Hefkelach and the filos pshi is chayiv. Hefkelach and the filos einus is potter. So since from the Mishnah would seem there are two machlokes, so that's why Abai had to say that the chachamim hold that the hefkelach and the filos pshi is potter. So now Tosfos says, so I just told you that there's two machlokes, and that means Tosfos, the Gemara doesn't say this beferish. Upligi laach and nefila, behefkach and nefila, the Gemara doesn't say if it's laach and nefila's pshia. But Tosfos is saying, that's pshat in the machlokes, lach in the filas pshia, the rabbanan also hold your potter. So Tosfos says, vahashta nami, terei umoidim diktoni bebereise. It says two umoidims. One case, Rabbi Yudas moide teramea. In the other case, Rameyas moide terabi Yudas. Now, the Maharsha explains, and Tosfos was moiridik medayik on the lashon of the Beraisa. When we learn the Beraisa, so we learn the Beraisa as follows. There's a machlokes, niskal, a meir holds pesheya, Rabbi Yehuda holds lav pesheya, umoidim chachomim, the nofo beruach metzuye, that's a pesheya, Umoide Rav Meir, benofel beruach she'ene metzuye, that's not a pesheya. If the Beraisa would only say this, fine. So that's, then I understand the flow of the Beraisa. But it's very interesting. When the Beraisa speaks about umoidem chachomim, we're talking about avnoi sakino emasoi shenoflu. Talking about that the thing that fell was an heaven. When we're speaking about a ruach she'ene mitzuye, we're speaking about there were kankanim b'roi shagak. Now, Shem Shemayim, why did the Tana have to make two different cases? Chachamim amoyde b'ruach mitzuye, the avnoi. The mayor is moide beruach she'ene mitzuye that yipota bekankane. So Tosfos says, but now you'll understand the Tana was moiridik medayik. So Tosfos explains as follows: Vahashta nami trei umoidim diktoni bebraise. The two moidims chat koi ashas nefila. One is going on shas nefila. The moidim chachomim l'rameya. The chachomim amoidim l'rameya ba'avnoi v'sakinoi umasoi shenoflu beruach metzuye at shehu chayiv af al pishloi hoyoloi pnai l'salik. Even though he didn't have any time to be misalik. This is speaking about shas nefila. And we say the chachamim amoide that you're chayiv in two conditions. It was a ruach metzuye, which means he was a pesheya, and it was avnoi. It was his. He wasn't mafkere. Avo beruach she'ene metzuye, if loy hoye loy pnai lesalei, hoye potter. Then it'd be potter, bishas nefila. Even though he wasn't mafkeret, the stam avdoi le mafkelahu, a person isn't mafker an evan that falls off a roof, because why should he be mafkeret? An evan does not break when it falls off a roof. A sakin does not break when it falls off a roof. So memele avnoi the tane spoke that he said the case, when are the chachomim mechayiv, afilu lehoi loy pnai lesalik, they're mechayiv if there were two conditions. It was a ruach metzuye. That means it was a peshay in the nefila. So Kant doesn't have a taina. Lohayeli pnai lesalik. Now is not the time to complain. You didn't have to, you should never have put it there. You are peshay by putting it there. That's t'nai number one. And t'nai number two, even though you were a pesheya, but the chomisei has to be avnoi. You're only chayiv by a boil if you're a bailam on the boil. So the Tana explicitly explained that there are two t'noyim, two conditions that the chachomim hold when you are chayiv. And that is ruach metzuye, so you are pesheya, and avnoi, that it was your moment. But if one of these two cases, one of these two conditions will not be met, you'd be potter. If it's a ruach she'ein mitzuye, so you have a taina. I didn't have time, so I'm not a pesheya in the nefila. I didn't have time to pick it up. If it's not avnoi, so I'm also potter. I'm not a balaboy. Now let's go back to Tosfos. Av beruach she'ein mitzuye hoye poter. Av al gav the loy afkerei the stam avnei lemafkelu kinoflu she'ein miskalklum b'nefilosom umishum the loy hoye lo pnai lesalek mifta. So the moedim chachamim is speaking about pishas nefila. And you need these two conditions in order to be mechayev. Now, Tosfos says, why did I say it's only speaking about b'shas nefila? The hoya loy pnai lesalek, now Tosfos says, moira de kechidushim. If la'acha nefila, and there was time for him to be mesalek, have a mechayev afilu b'ruach she'ene metzuye, then he'd be chayv afilu baruach she'ene metzuye. The kivin deloy afkerinu, since he wasn't mafker, and avnoi is he's not mafker, olei didei lislukinu. So he's mechuyev to be mesalek his momin, which is a bird. Now Tosfos says, Amoyre de Kechidish, and Tosfos says a few tziurim, nrayis, that if a person possesses a boil, it's his moment, even though he was not a poisheya in the asiyas haboil, but if he can take it away and he leaves it there, he's chayiv al tzbal haboil. The only time you need that he should be a poisheya in the asiyas haboil is if he doesn't have time to take it away later. So then his responsibility is, because you are a peshay that the boy came about, then you need him to be a peshay and that's he is a boy. But if you are aware that your moment is there, your moment is a takola, and you can take it away, and you don't take it away, even though you are not at all a peshay, a basiyas, a boy, you are chay. Kidiyama besamuch, now Tosfos brings rayas to this yisod. The miskaven liskois bacharosim. The Gemara says, in the second machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and our Mishneh, so what is the taich of miskaven? Miskaven is speaking about if he wanted to be Zoich in the Charosim, he wasn't Mafkin the Charosim. He is Chayek. Ain't a Miskaven. If he was Mafkin the Charosim, then he is Potter. So, the case of Liskes Bacharosim places understood is going about a fool in the case of Niskal. That the Chachomim of Niskal La Peshaya. See, he was not a peisheya basiyas haboil, afal pikein. If he was not mafke the charosim, he'll be chayiv via time to be misalikin. And then Tosfos says a bigger chiddush, fafilu nosnoi acher sham, a moiridike chiddush, that Reuven took Shimon's Evan, And he put Shimon's Evan in the Rishus HaRabim, and Shimon passes by, my Evan is in the Rishus HaRabim, I'm a chutzit, this Reuben went and put in the Rishus HaRabim, and while he's in the middle of grumbling, this Reuben is a mechutzit, this Reuben is a mechutzit, he's just standing there and grumbling, a Levi passes by, and trips over the Evan, so Shimon is chayiv. Shimon is chayiv. What did Shimon do? You should have taken away the Evan. It's your Evan. Your Evan is Bashus HaRabim. You are chayiv. You're aware of it. You could have taken it away. You're chayiv. Vafilu nosnei acher shom. Afilu someone else put it to, and you're able to take it away. You were not a peshe and the siyas haber, but you, it's your moment there in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're responsible. And Taisus brings a raya to this, kedamrinim ba'apore. Taisus brings a gemara na'apore, bal hasher chayiv beniskei chotzer, bal chotzer chayiv beniskei haber. It's a very interesting gemara. Reuven brings his shoyer into Shimon's chotzer, and Reuven's shoyer enjoys to make boiris. And he's making boiris in Shimon's chotzer. And he makes a boir next to the Rishus HaRabim, also some of Rishus HaRabim. He makes a whole bunch of boiris. And Shimon comes in and he sees all these boiris that were made through Reuben's shoyer. So the Gemara says as follows. Ba'al ha-shoyer chayv v'niskei ha-chotzer. Reuben, Shimon can slap Reuben to din Torah. Yosher was mazik my chotzer. It's before was a flat piece of land that could be used easily, and now it's full of holes. The niske hachotzer, the Baal Yosher is chayev, Reuben is chayev. But the niske haboyer, if someone fell into this boyer, it was samach l'shus harabim, and Levi fell into the boyer, so Shimon is chayev. Why is Shimon chayiv? He didn't make the boyer. It's Reuben Sher that made the boyer. That's irrelevant. This is your moment and your chayiv. Even though, as long as you're aware of it and you can do something about it, you're responsible. So therefore, Taisvis is saying that. So we have to be elch. We have to learn the Baraisa. The Baraisa says. Moidim chachomim l'rameya ba'avnoi sakinei mesoyim she'inicham b'reish kagoi v'noflu b'ruach mitzuya. So every word we have to be medayik. We have to be medayik. It was a ruach mitzuya. It was a pesheya. So speaking about peshas nefila, so he couldn't do anything about it. So he's a pesheya and the kriya sabar. It's a second night. Avnoi, it's his. He was a mafkeret. And everyone is a mafker. So the first umoidim is speaking about only bishas nefila. And bishas will need these two conditions. Ruach mitzuye, avnoi. He was a peshe in the kriya saboyer, and it's his moment. And it's only speaking about shas nefila, because la'ach nefila, b'chai v'fila b'ruach sheine mitzuye. If avle l'sluki b'lei salki, as long as it's avnoi. So we have to say in the Baraisa said Moidim Chachomim Beruach Mitzuye Va'avnoi. So Vaistois, the first Moidim is only speaking about Shas Nefila. Because La'ach and Nefila, you do not need these two conditions to be Chayim. I feel according to the Chachomim, because if it's Avnoi, it'd be Chayim. Ubishmaiten Omar. And that takes means another riot. All riots of this yesod, that if I'm aware that my mumin is a boyer, I'm a chuyye for the zeikis, if I had an opportunity to be misalikit, bishmaiten omer gabi golo, im hofcho bepoches migimel. There it's speaking about, it's a gemon of chavtesam at base. The person, Reuven passes by a Rishus HaRabim, and he sees golo there, which is a potential boil. He picks up the golo, poches megimel tvochim. Let's not get into why the Gemara says, but this is what the Gemara says, lalov. He picks up the golo, poches megimel tvochim, which is lovut. he has kavona to be kainit, and he puts it back. So the Gemara says, if he has kavona to be kainit, he's chayiv. If he didn't have kavona to be kainit, he's potter. That's the din. Now, let us understand what happened over here. If he didn't have kavona to be kainit, since he lifted it up, pochus megimel tfochim, he wasn't a kaira boy, because kol pochus megimel is kalokodomi. So it's considered before, when the, before he picked it up, there was a boy here, the golo was a boy. By picking it up less than three tfochim, he did not, he wasn't misalik maiselishin. What was there before is here now, because toich gimel, he didn't change the matzav of the boy. But he was miskaven to be zoichin, he's chayav al tzbala boil. So the shayla is, but he wasn't a kaira boil. The boil was here from before. So again you see, that if it is your boil, you're considered bala boil. You're mechuyiv the bala boil. And it's meira de kechidushim, I saw the tereshmul, and others are also, I think the bichas avrom is meira. I mean, Taisvah said, meira de kechidush, I feel someone else took my stone and put in the Rishus HaRabim, I'm Chayiv, if I'm aware of it. So, the Shailas Yena was a Kaira Boyer. I didn't do anything. So, they say, but the Torah says, Baal HaBoyer is Mechayiv. Who's considered the Baal HaBoyer? So, the first one to put it there is a Lomdeshe Baal HaBoyer. A son HaKosov Ki'ilo Birshusai. The second one who sees his stone there, he's not a Lomdeshe Baal HaBoyer. He's a real Baal HaBoyer. So if he have a Ki'ilo and a real one, then the Chiyuvei Tashlumim go on the real Baal HaBoyer. Because the Torah says Baal HaBoyer Yishalem. So if he's a real Baal HaBoyer, because his mom is his mom and he's Chayv. So now let's go again back to Taisvus. Bishmait no magabi kolo, dim hofcha bapochis migimu, niskav and liskes bochai. Af al pishulei, osa boir ze, the boir, this golo was here from before. Even, and he did not, he wasn't mesalik the boir because it's teich gimu. Kimen di dideyo, but since it became his, olei didey romi lisluki. So now Taisvus said in the first Moidim of the Chachomim L'Rameye speaking about Peshas Nefile, and you're only Chayiv if there are these two conditions of Pshiye, of Ruach Metzuye, and Avnoi Itzma Moidim. V'idoch Moidim, now the second Moidim, that Moide Rameye L'Chachomim, is speaking about a whole scenario, hele kankanim, halagag, and then the ruach she'enim etzuyah came, and it fell, is meidah ha'meidah yipotah. Ve'idach meidim koi apluktayu de la'acha nefila. This is going on the machlekes la'acha nefila. U'meidah ha'meidah lechachomim, b'male kankanim, V'noflu beruach she'enem etzui, the potter, ava pi shoy loy pnai l'salik. This is going on the second machlokes, that the chachomim hold, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, now Rabbi Yehuda holds, if a person made a boil b'yadayim, and it's his boil, and he has time to be misalik, and he's mafker it, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to chachomim, if he's mafkret, he's potter already. That means that is shitas chachomim. In order to be chayiv, you have to have, it has to be your boil. And if it's not your boil, you're potter. Even though you are peshei and the siyas haber. That is the svar of the chachomim. So here, Ramei is coming to say, you know, I made it to you. If you were not a kaira boil, that means he was a ruach she'ena metzuye that caused that the kankanim should fall. And now it's la'acha, so he's not, Kolzman v'lemotzel esluke zicher, what should he have done? He can't do anything. Didn't chalom that a ruach she'ena metzuye would come. And Kolchman de Lemotzilis Luki, he can't do anything. But Ramey is coming to tell us, Afilu La'achan Afilu, that he has now, he's capable of doing it, of being misalikit, but if it was Hefker, so he's Potter, that's called Hefker Nizokov La'achan Afilu Sainis. And I made it to you that La'achan Afilu, it's Potter, if there wasn't Afilu Sainis. Avo pishay le pnai le salik, ba'abe mafke nezokav la'achan afilus oynis, umotzi oma hay biro lav ano kerite. So he can say, I wasn't a koyre boy, because I fell beruach sheine mitzuye, kivin de bohines nase, ule kach nokat kan kanim. So now we'll understand why when the barais is spoke, it doesn't only differentiate Ruach Metzuach She'ena Metzuach. He's speaking about Kankanim and Abonim. Abonim means he was not Mavkirit. Kankanim means since a Kankanim break, he is Mavkirit. So he's coming to tell us that La'achar Nefila, since he was Mavkirit, even though he is Pnai L'Salek, but Hefke La'achar Nefila Soynes, Nameir is Meide, that you are Potter. כך נוחת קנקנים שמשתברים בתפילוסם, מנפילוסם, וסתומה, מבקה להו, אף על פי כן, not אף על פי כן, you are a potter, even though it's אחר נפילוסם, and it's מוצי לסלוקי, he's not מחויב to be מסלוקי. מי דקטוני תארתי? Now, אביי was מחדש, that by studying and being medayik, the lotion of the Mishnah, he was medayik that there's a double machlekes. He said that there are, since the Tana spoke about two cases, huchlek b'meimol, loka b'charosis, so there's two distinct machlekes. One machlekes is if niskalas apesheya. There's a second machloikis, if la'achan nefila, hefke la'achan nefila's pshia. Ve'im taima, ve'heichi dayik abaye, midiktoni tarti. How was abaye capable to be medayik, since it says two cases, the pligi la'achan nefila's pshia, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, we have to remember, Rameyer was the one that said the two cases. Rameyer, that's the Tanakame. Nishbara Kadoi, Kuchlekecha Bemeimo, Ayuruka Becharosis, Loka Becharosis. Rameyer said this. So he said, Yechayev. So, Taisa says, how did Abaye know from these two cases that Rameyer mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda is choylik on both cases? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not chaylik on the seconding of hefke la'achan nefilas pshia. Elo beniskal ipesheyahu iloi. It could be. In Yesod there's only one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameyah. The machlekes is niskal pesheyah, is niskal apesheyah. So Rameyer says, since I hold Niskal Peshay, so Bishas Nefila Yochayiv, La'achan Nefila, even though he was Mavkir, says Hefke La'achan Nefila's Pshia. That is what Rameyer holds. Rabbi Yehuda that says he's Potter could be Rabbi Yehuda's only choylik if niskal pesheya la pesheya. Rabbi Yehuda holds niskal la pesheya. So therefore Hefke will help. But not that there's a machloikis if Hefke la'achan afilas pshia helps or not. That's a suskashe. Afilu le pligel of niskal pesheya hu iloi itzach le mistitarti. That Meir had to come and tell us that in two cases he's chayiv.
שלוי תאי מדב כבשאס נפילו מחיים רמאים משום דניסקו פשעיו ואתה כל אוי ששלוי ידיים. We'll see that's the case of Huchlach B'mayim, we'll see later in Teisvus. That's the case B'shas Nefilim, that he was Niskal Peshaya, and the Mayim was his Avalach, and Nefilah Shekvach Yivka Atakola. And that's the case Loke B'charoseo. So I would think maybe Rameya Patos, maybe Rameya holds, you have to be a Balabur. Potter Rameya, Avagam the Peshayu, Commander Potter Berbishus Harabin. So Rameya had to come and tell us, no, La'ach and the Philos Pshia, you're also Chayiv. But it was very important for Rameya to tell us these two dinim. Rameya is telling us Nisko Peshaya. Rameya is telling us, I hold that Hefke La'ach and the Philos Pshia is Chayiv. And there's a machlekes in us. Others hold Hefke, others hold that the Berbishus Harabim is Potter. I'm telling you, no, it's Chayiv. Even though he was, if there was a Pshia and a Siyah Sabah. But where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda is choylik on this thing? V'yeshloimel, di lav she Rabbi Yehuda bolach likolo bazeh, v'yetzoich lashmiyenu. So then it would not be necessary for Rameya to tell us this, given the behedyet nan stoma lekam on the Berbishus Harabim Chayiv. If there's a stam mishne further, daf nun omet veiz, it says Berbishus Harabim Chayiv, and let's be mamtik stam mishne is Rameya. So I know from Rameya already that Hefke la'achan afilas pshiye does not help the pattern because afilu it never was his. He's also Chayiv Berbishus Harabim. So if Rameya held it important to mention here Hefke la'achan afilas pshiye is Chayiv, it's not to tell us what he holds, because that he can figure out from the Mishnah by Berbishus Harabim. It's coming to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on this thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hefkelach and Nefilas Pshiyah is potter. The Gemara asked Akasha and Abayim, since Abaye was machadish because of the kefil haloshin, the Mishnah Huchlat b'meimov loke b'charosis, that there is a double machloikis between Amei and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, oh, if you're right, so mi the masnisim betarti, b'rais enami betarti, there's a double machlekes in the b'rais. So also on the Gemara got stuck by Gomel, where do you have a machlekes b'shas nefila? That was the Gemara's kasha. But it seems this kasha is based on Abaye, midemas nisim betarti, b'rais enami betarti. Ve'im toimar, so Tosfos asked me, b'rais enami yesh lechiach de betarti pligu. Why are you chattening with Abaye? You learn the b'raisa elach, you'll see this a double machlokes. The midiktoni v'loi solko v'loi hemido. It says, nishparakade v'loi solko, nofla gmale v'loi hemido. So what does that mean? That's speaking about lach and nefila. Lach and nefila, he could have picked it up, and he didn't pick it up. Mashme to la'acha nefila pligi. Is he chayef? Does Hefke help? So that's l'chayef the machlekes la'acha nefila. Va'oit, de'iloi pligi ela b'shas nefila, amai chayef bedinei shamayim l'rabonon de'islai niskal onesu. So Taisva says, amoyre dekezach, if you'll say, let's forget about the loshen of Hamido and Solko, if it is speaking about Shas Nefila, so if the Chachamim hold Niskal Onus, so why is he Chayiv? He was an Onus and Asiyah Saber, he couldn't do anything, so why should he be Chayiv B'din Shemayim? So Al Kolchoch, you have to say that it is speaking about Taket Niskal Onus, and he was not responsible that the boyer was made, and he was mafkeret, because he was a mafker, Tosfos holds, Tosfos mentioned before, Yechayev, and he was mafkeret. So he was an honest in the Siyas HaBoyer, he was mafkeret. So he's potter, there was no Kriyas Boyer, he's not a Bala Boyer. But he's Chayev Bedin Yishamayim. So Al Kolchoch, I'm going to Kezach, even though I didn't make the Boyer, it's not my Boyer. But Bedin Yishamayim, there's a Taina, Reb Yid, you have to listen for everything. You tripped, it's an accident. You mafker it, it's not yours. But Rabbi, between you and me, there's now jagged pieces of glass in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and now you're going to go and run into Avin Minche, and Avanias Navshi, it's all to you. It's not my fault that I fell, and it's not mine. Alle terutzim. So the Maraisa says, that's very good, Bedinei Odom. But Bedinei Shamayim, there's no such cheshbon. Shamayim, the cheshbon different. But this Dinei Shamayim, he says, only has to be lach and nefila. There's a tiny to you. Now, why didn't you pick up the glass? I, Lamaisa, you weren't a peshe in the kriyas, but it's not you. But why in Dinei Shamayim, there's different cheshbonis between the Shemayim. But the Dine Shemayim has to, can only be if Havalei Lesluke Veloi Salke, then there can be Dine Shemayim. So you see, Klor is speaking about Acha Nefila. Yeah, I just maybe like to divert for 2 minutes. Someone asked me Akasha this week on the Parsha from a mice I had related. And I want to say a teretz, which I think is an embassy teretz. I said over a maise, shvuis, that I heard from a goyin Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, shlita. He said over a merdeke maise that occurred in Eretz Yisrael. There were two people, Reuven and Shimon, two bachim. And Reuven felt that Shimon did him a merdeke avle. And Reuven wanted to take revenge. And he was racking his brains how to take revenge till he got a Meiridike Einfall. What was the Einfall? So he comes over to Shimon, he says, you know, I have a Gewaldike Shidduch for you. This girl, she's a Psachosheva girl, a Palasmides, a Choshev Mishpoche. Inquire, and if it's something, the Shimon inquires very innocently, and it's a very choshev shidduch, the mishpoche, the meduberes, it's very choshev. So he says, fine, now let me talk with them. And he comes back with him, and after a week he says, they mask him also. Tuesday night, go to the house at this time. Fine. And Shimon goes betmimis to the house Tuesday night, he's Malubish Bebigdei Shabbos, and he knocks on the door, and the father comes to the door. I'm Shimon. So the father starts looking at him, who's Shimon? What do you mean, you're Shimon? This Shidduch was Nishke Steigen, Nishke Fleigen, and the purpose of this Reuven was to make Shimon embarrassed as possible. That was his kavona. That was his revenge. So the Shimon is standing there in front of the door, and the father's looking at him, he doesn't know who Shimon is, and Shimon all of a sudden realizes what happened over here, and all the colors of the rainbow go over his face. He was mortally embarrassed. The father understood. He realized that something happened here. He realized that someone had made a ton of gewaldic avla to the Shimon. So he said, come in. He started talking with Shimon. He sees the Shimon is a ganz feiner Bocher. So he decided that wouldn't be a bad idea. He should meet his daughter. He met the daughter. They became chosen and kala. Now, Reuven heard about this maise, so Reuven came to Shimon, she gave me shatchonis. I was the shatchen, she paid me shatchonis. So they came to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said, Chas v'sholom, he doesn't owe you a pen. You wanted to be a shatchin? You wanted to embarrass him. He should be malbim ponov. You did such a rishis, such a hashchos. You want, he should pay you shatchonis? That was one mice. So someone asked me a kasha from Pasha's Dvorim. It says the Rabbeinu Shloilom told Moshe Rabbeinu he shouldn't be afraid of oig. So Rashi and the Ramban explained why Moshe Rabbeinu will be afraid of oig. Oig had a schus. What was the schus of oig? Vayovei apolit. And he came, he informed Avram about the maisa of Loit. He had a schus. Moshe Rabbeinu was trembling about the schus. He was eichet arichas yomim because of the schus, and Moshe Rabbeinu was trembling. Who knows how long the schus is going to last? Till the Rabbi Yishu told him, "Don't be afraid of oig." Others said, "Boyer de kepshat that oig had a schus of psiyes. He went to Avram. That was a schus psiyes. His intent was that Avram should get killed and will marry Sarah." But he had a schus psiyas here. So this schus psiyas would have been megan, I mean, but then by Yetze Oik, he went out keneged Yisrael. So now you make psiyas keneged klal Yisrael. So he lost his schus psiyas, and memela, that is why Altira, you don't have to be afraid of him anymore. So he asked me, so here's mamish the same thing. Oik had no intentions of Latoyf. He wanted that Avram should get killed and he'll marry Sarah. And the schus, he had a schus that the schus helped him. It was Megan. So how does this stim with the first Maisa? So I told him the Teretz is, the first Maisa was a Shaila in Din Bos of Adam. In Bos of Adam, a Shatran gets money because of his services. I was a payel for you. I did a service for you. I'm entitled to get paid for it. You did not do a service for him. You wanted to bury him. You wanted to embarrass him. So, Mamela, you don't deserve shatchonis. Dine shamayim is another cheshbon and gans. If something good occurred through the pula of oig, it doesn't matter what his intentions are. In dine shamayim, there are different cheshbonis and gans. That is what Tosfos is saying over here, that it was a nefilas oinis, he was mafkeret, so in dine odom, I'm not responsible for making the boil, it's not my moment, but in dine shemaim is, but through you, this jagged glass in the Rishus HaRabim, the people are going to cut themselves. You have a very good lawyer, it's not my fault that it fell, and it's not mine. And Dinei Shamayim, Chayiv the Dinei Shamayim. Dinei Shamayim, there's different guidelines and different criteria. Al-Kapona. So Tosfos says that the Baraisa is speaking about La'acha Nefila. And that's in the Hoyle L'Salka. U'bishas Nefila Nami Pligi, Midinokat, Moidim chachomim ba'avnoi sakinoi umasoi. The leimotzi koi elo ashas nefila. That was the thesis we said before. The whole moidim is only that in this case that you need a pshia in the asiya sabur. You need it to be avnoi. That's only speaking about b'shas nefila. The Eloi pligi elo na'acha nefila. If you'll say that the machlokes is only la'acha nefila, b'mafkir nizoko, but b'shas nefila, there's no machlokes. Im kain, if you will say there's no machlokes b'shas nefila, so what is shat moidim chachomim l'rameya beruach metzuye, that is chayev, La'achan afilu. Filu, we will say that it's speaking about that he was mafkid ba'avnei sakinei masoim. And what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold then
that hefke la'achan afilas pshiyah, yechayev. Im kein, afilu nuki behefke rav nishkinim asoy la yishyashiv. Di moidim beruch metzich dechayev. And that's at moidim chachomim, that hefke la'achan afilas pshiyah, yechayev. Ubishayne metzuyah depota, im kein lepigi kalsa, then there's no machlikis. If you will say that, let's learn the Baraisa Elach. You'll say that there's no machloikis b'shas nefila. The whole machloikis is lachen nefila. And we'll say, moidim chachomim buch mitzvah means lachen nefila. So let's understand. So what are they saying? Hefke lachen nefila is pshia, they're moidim that you're chayiv. Hefke not lachen nefila is pshia, they hold your potter. Moide Rav Meir, Hefke La'acha Nefilas Oynes Yepoter. So there's a common shita between both of them. So there's no machlokes whatsoever. So Al Kolchoch, you have to say there's no machlokes B'Shas Nefila. So from the Baraisa alone, we could derive that there's a double machlokes of B'Shas Nefila and Acha Nefila. From the Baraisa, you can't be medaik that there's two machlokes. And dikala meima, the pligi, bishas nefila, ulach nefila. That is true. From the Baraisa, you see there's a machlokes, bishas vilach nefila, obachataime. But not it's a double machlokes. It's two, nafkeminis, but it's dependent on one shaila. Is niskal peisheya? Is niskal not peisheya? That's I could learn shat in the beraisa. I could learn shat in the beraisa that there's only one machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Ramei. Is niskal peisheya and niskal rak peisheya? Rabbi Yehuda holds niskal lav peisheya. Therefore, bishas nefila I'm potter. La'achan nefila, if I was mafke, I'm also potter, because it's hefke la'achan nefila's oynes. Rameya holds niskal peisheya, so b'shas nefila is chayiv, and la'achan nefila is also chayiv. So that could be, there is a machloikis, b'shas nefila and la'achan nefila, but it's not two machloikis. It's a machloikis in two nafkeminis, but it's one machloikis if niskal is peshei or not, get the frishes lel. So Taisva says, that's why I need Abaye. Abaye said, from the Mishnah we see there's two distinct machloikis and one isn't dependent on the other. So therefore the Gemara, according to Abaye, how will you learn pshat? The Shas Nefila of a Gomel. So now Taisus is going back to what Taisus said, that but from the Baraisa alone, it is not Muchach that there's two Machloikis. So now, if we remember what we learned in the first Taisus had said before that with this Adiyak in the Shinei Halashinis, Moidim Chachomim L'Rameya, Ba'avnoi Shenofal Beruach Metzuya. Moidim Rameya L'Chachomim, Helo Kankanim Shenofal Beruach Sheinim Metzuya. So Taisus was Medayik, why in the Moidim of the Chachomim does he speak about an heaven? And why in the Moidim of Rameya, he speaks about Kankanim. So Taisva said that by the Moedim of the Chachomim, he speaks about an Evan, because he's not Mafkir on Evan, to tell you that there are two conditions that have to be met in order for the Chachomim to be Chayiv. One, that there was an Nefilas Pshiyah, another, that he wasn't Mafkirit. So if that is true, So you see from the Baraisa that there's a double machloikis. From the Shini Haloshin, from Avnoi and Kankanim, we see there's a double machloikis. So I'm back already to the Kasha. So why did the Gemara have to ask on Abaye that mit dem Masnissen betalt, die Bereise nami betalt, from the Bereise alone it's Muchach, there's a double Machleikis, because here it says Avnoi, she seek law, according to Rachomim, need an Aphilis, Pshi, and there has to be Mamoin. V'yesh loima, yeah, haide nokat bahai moidim Avnoi, who bahai moidim kan kanoi. So Taisha says that alone is not Muchach. I could say, Ulche de Milsenoket. The reason he chapt, not halachically, there's a difference between Avnoi and Kankanoi, but he wanted to speak about a practical case. Then other makbid ba'avnoi, in tibo beruach metzuye. This, we're talking about two cases. One, it fell beruach metzuye, one it fell beruach sheine metzuye. So, a person would not put a kankanim on a roof that could fall beruach metzuye. So that's why when he speaks about Aruach She'enem Mitzuyah, then he speaks about Kankanim. A person could put Avonim on the roof, even though it can fall Baruach Mitzuyah, because even if it falls, it won't break. So that could be the reason of the Shinui Hatziyurim is not because in Halacha there's a difference, no, and practically it's Mistava to say that was the case. By moidim kakanim buruch de milsenoket, the ain or the makpid ba'avnim tibo buruch metzuyah, bekankan v'desh li yishavru, menichim bin yish lo yiplo buruch metzuyah. The Taisus weiter, huch lok echot b'mayim b'shas nefila. This is Abaye. Abaye said there's a double machloikis. There's a machloikis b'shas nefila, and machloikis la'acha nefila, and nefkiroi. So, Taisis says, who adin dava motzil mayim eipche? That mayim is la'acha nefila, charosis is b'shas nefila. El denokat hochi, that the Gemara says, that charosis la'acha nefila, that means he was mafke la'acha nefila, the stam charosis mafke lo, charosis ye mafke, ked muchachide kan kanim, but she also mafke. Because it shatters into 200 pieces, so you mafke it. Umayim le mafke lo kula hai. People aren't mafke mayim, you had water, so you drop the water in the shisarab, will come to this house and bring this 20 cats to drink it up. So memele, that is, so therefore, shasna fila is speaking about afilu loy afke, and la'achan afila is speaking about afke, so that's why he said, Huchlak is Shas Nefila, and Charosim is Lach Nefila. Oy, Taisha says, you have to say that Mayim is Loy Afke. The Rav Uki Lamayim de Masnissim be Loy Afkerinu. Rav said before that speaking about Nitnafu Begodov, Nitnafu Kailov, and Yochayev al Tshoyer. So Rav says, Mayim Klor is speaking about that he was a Mafke, the Loy Afkerinu. V'chi pligi b'deloy afkirinu, dafke b'shas nefila pligi. V'la'ach nefila, v'y de Rav Yudah sholav l'salik, kivin shem sheloy, v'yesh le p'nai l'salik. So akochoch, uchlik ma'am, which is speaking about the loy afkirinu, has to be dafke b'shas nefila, because la'ach nefila, Taisha says, afila was an afila's oynis, if his momen is still there, so he's responsible. Have a bepluk the la'ach and the fila b'mafke nizokov, lav dafke la'ach and the fila. This is not necessarily as if he was mafke la'ach and the fila, a la'af la'ach and the fila. That means that what it says, that there's a machlekes la'ach and the fila, doesn't mean only la'ach and the fila. It means that Rabbi Yehuda patas af la'ach and the fila, even though he had time to clean up the mess. If he was mafkeret, he is potter. Shele pnei l'salik, potter abyude. Shemdava ber de les lebailo. V'rameya mechayev av pishas nefila. Rameya holds av pishas nefila. Gimnes av nisko pesheyo mafke nezok of chayev. So, according to Rameya fila was mafke of pishas nefila, he'll also be chayev. Even though he didn't have a chance to clean it up, because he was a pesheya in the etzemasiya saber. Ela gmoloi, bish loy melachen afilo mashkachas lo de pligi. Gmoloi, this, I understand this machlokes lachen afilo. Kigoy, shehifke nivlosai achen afilosa bepshia. That I understand by gmol. It fell bepshia. How did the gmol fall bepshia? Kigoy, shelicha bemokim, sheishlochi shatipo shalay, sheishatipo. So gmol, laachen afilo, is very good. I have a case. There's a machlokes, Rameya and the Chachamim. There was a nefilas pshia, and he was mafked in the veila. Ela b'shas nefila eichem ashkachas lo the lifstugu came plucked to the pligi beniskal. But the Gemara asks b'shas nefila. So how could you have a machlokes by gomel if he was a peshei or not b'shas nefila? B'shas nefila. How could you have by a gomel? Chlikis, if it was a peshe, not a peshe, a niskal or a gomel, he's ich not a peshe. Till the Gemara said the Teretz is speaking about that he was a niskal, and the gomel was niskal over him. We've time out. The luki pluktayu, so Taisha says, you have a problem, shas nefila of a gomel. So Taisha says, I have a very good answer. Yanshu besenshu, there's a double machloikis, there's a machloikis in the barais, shas tefila, achan tefila. And let us say that each case is speaking about one uvde. Luki pultayu, the shnas tefila, akadoi. That the machloikis, bishas tefila, speaking about kadoi. And there the machloikis is nisko pesheya. Ula achan tefila, agmoloi. And kedemuki masnisin. The Uchla and Gmoli means he was a Peisheya under Nefilas HaGomu. And later, after it fell, he was Mavkirit. So you have here, and it's Kedibasnisim Betarti, and Barais is also Betarti. And the Mishnah alone, we say each case is speaking about, Uchla Pamayim is speaking about Shas Nefila. Lokebacharos is speaking about lach and nefila. So say the same thing. Nishbara kado is speaking about bishas nefila. And nofal gmola is speaking about lach and nefila. Tuchlakecha b'mayim bishas nefila. Shokebacharos is lach and nefila. So what is the whole problem? Bieshloima. So Taisva says, it's not a good pshat in the baraisa. Chode, number one, mishim destam charos is mafkeluhu. Estam nevela lemavkulo kecharosis. So to say that nevela is speaking about mafkel, and charosis is speaking about loyhefkel, that's very modern. You're giving misholim of hefkel, not hefkel by inyonim, which normally are lehepach. One is usually mafkel charosis and not mafkel nevela. V'oid midiktoni v'loy silko. But it says nishbar kadi v'lei silka mashbar the kadi nami hoyle pnei lesalik. So kadi is speaking about b'shas nefila if nisko peshein lachen nefila. V'ol v'cheinu im otmina lekadi b'shas nefila im kein. You want to say something about shas nefila also because there's such a machlokes. Gemayri kadi betarti with the kadi betarti gmoli nami betarti. Now this is going on Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo had said, Machloikis Bishas Nefila. That's what Rabbi Lozo said. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Lozo mean? Does he mean, La'acha Nefila, everyone holds his potter? Mikarameya de Machayev. Avalacha Nefila Mai. Kimavka Nezok Avalacha Nefila Pshia. Mai. Dibahakal potter? Iker Ramei de Mechaib. Where do you see Ramei as Mechaib? Al Koch, Afil Hivkir. Yimim Lei Hivkir, Lei Potri Rabon, and Lei Romi Lesluki, like Taisvi said in the first Taisvis on the Yomad, that if he wasn't Marked, the Rabon would also be Chayib because it's his moment. Elamai Divrei Hakel Chayib. He said, Machloikis Beshas Nafil. Obulach and Nafil is Rakel Chayib. Iker Rabon and the Potri. So Taisha said, "Have a motzil etchliy, the loy potri rabbonen alahecha da onesu, have a laachen nefilas pshia mechayvi." That means you could. This loshen in Rabbi Lezer is not too bad.
We could say the whole machlokes is b'shas nefila. Nisko peshei, nisko not peshei. La'achen nefila, there's no machlokes. After hefke la'achen nefila is p'shia, is chayiv. Hefke la'achen nefila is oynus, is bota. We could say this, aval hoya kosha dimkein Rabbi Yochan doma besamuch. We have an omed beis. Rabbi Yochan says machlokes la'achen nefila, and he taka says there's only one machlokes. If this kapeshaya machnefi machlekes have a polik b'midi ad rabbalozo, mitechalosh and mashmish b'alachlik al rabbalozo, because the Gemara says rabbalozo roime machlekes b'shas nefila, the Rabbi Yochanan and Noma la'ach nefila machlekes. So it seems there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and rabbalozo, and if we will say the whole machlekes is of nisko peshaya or not. And everyone holds Hefkelach and the Philos Pshia is Chayiv, so then Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechon are saying the same thing, and it's not Mashma like that, Mechitis L'Shaina. One more Taisviz. Rabbi Yechon and Oma La'ache Nefila Machloikis. Avo B'shas Nefila Mai. Now the Gemara is going to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said La'ach Nefila Machloikis. Avo B'shas Nefila Mai. Diver Hakel Potter. So the Gemara says you can't say Diver Hakel Potter because Rabbi Yochanan himself said that Ramei holds Niska Peshei and Rabbi Yehuda says Niska La Peshei. Rabbi Yehuda holds Niska La Peshei and Ramei holds Niska Peshei. So Tosva said the Gemara did not have to ask from Rabbi Yochanan alone. You cannot say there's no machlokes b'shas nefila. Because if you will say, kiven the b'shas nefila potter, mishum da'onah, so if you will say that everyone holds his potter, mishas nefila, im kein la'ach nefila machayim rameya, afal gav da'avi la'ach nefila's einis. So then you have to say, rameya's machayim, even though everyone knows Niska La Peshei, Yechayim Achen Nefila Soinis. Bim Kein Heiche Ktoni, Yomoyda Ramei B'mala Kankanim, Amai Potter, Bo Ramei Lach Nefila Soinis, Nami Mechayev. So Memele, Bilek Lamei Medayri, Bishas Nefila, Dim Kein Ale Lahaske Kankanim, Ave Lamei Medvei, Lomoyda Ramei Bishas Nefila, the Potter, Mishum, the Onosu. So Tosfos is saying as follows. If we would say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole machlokes is la'acha nefila, if he was mafker, over b'shas nefila, everyone holds niskal lav peisheya. So Tosfos says that then the barais is very difficult. The barais says, Rameyer is machayev. So what does that mean? Rameyer is machayev la'acha nefila's oynes, if he was mafkerit. So Agavucha, that means Amor de Kechidish, I saw in a Tereshmu, it brings down from Rab Chaim, how do we understand this? A mayor is Machayev La'acha Nefilas Oynes. Even though he was Mavkerit. So what? Because he should have been Mesalike. So he brings from Rab Chaim that Pshat is as follows. When the person is Kaira Aboyer Bo'oynes, that means if everyone knows Niskal, he's an oynes. So, Kolzman, he can't be misalikit, so he's an onus in the hezik. That means, whatever occurred, I couldn't do anything to prevent it. I was niskal boynes, and Yena was genizik before he had a chance to clean it up. So then, that's poshut is potter. But, if there was time to pick it up, so then there is a sfora to say that you called a bala boyer. You dug the boyer. Einach enami, it was boyness, but you still dug the boyer. It's your actions. And there'd be a sfora to say you called a koire haboyer. So even though you were mafket later, but since you made the boy, you're a bala boy, there'd be a svara to say it is not necessary for your pshia to be called a bala boy,
as long as your actions made it a boy, you're a balabur and have to want help. So Tosis had such a tzad. But the problem is, if that is pshat in the Bereis, the Rameyah's Machayev, Hefka, Fulach, and the Philosoynes, so what is Rameyah saying? Moide Rameyah, Bekankanim, Shinofle, Buruach, Meinim, Mitzuyu. When is he speaking about? If he's speaking about Lach and Nefila, you tell me Rameyah holds Hefka, Lach, and the Philosoynes is Chayev. So what is he speaking about? Bishas Nefila. So why do you have to talk about Kankanim? Why talk about a new case? We talk about this case of Niskal. So Al Kochoch, you can't learn Pshat in the Bereise that is no machlokes Bishas Nefila. So the Gemara in reality could have brought the Bereise to prove that there's a machlokes Bishas Nefila, but the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yochanan himself had said that there's a machlokes Bishas Nefila.